ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయం హృదీరహే నష్ట ప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే వి ఆర్ టేకింగ్ ద వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ Canto 10, Chapter 50, and Text 55. Sudharmam parijatam cha Mahendra prainodare Yatra chavastito martyo మర్త్యధర్మే నయుజ్యతే సుధర్మాం పారిజాతాం చ మహేంద్ర ప్రహినోదరే యత్ర చావస్థితో మర్త్యో మర్త్యధర్మే నయుజ్యతే సుధర్మాం పారిజాతం చ మహేంద్ర ప్రహినోదరే యత్ర చావస్థితో మర్త్యో మర్త్యధర్మే నయుజ్యతే సుధర్మాం జాతం చ యత్ర చావాస్థితో మర్త్యో మర్త్యధర్మేన యుజ్యతే. సుధర్మం పారిజాతం చ మాతాజీ సుధర్మ పారిజాతం చ మహేంద్ర ప్రాణిజోత్తరే యత్ చావిస్థితో మర్త్యో మర్త్యధర్మేణ యుచ్యతే. సుధర్మ, ద సుధర్మ అసెంబ్లీ హాల్. పారిజాతం, ద పారిజాత ట్రీ. Cha and Mahaindra, Lord Indra, King of Heaven. Prahinath, delivered Hare to Lord Krishna, Yatra, in which Sudharma, Cha and Avastitaha, situated, Martyaha, immortal, Martyadharmaha, by the laws of mortality, Na Yujyate, is not affected. Translation and purport by Prabhupada disciples. Translation: Lord Indra brought Sri Krishna and Sudharma assembly hall, standing within which a mortal man is not subject to the laws of mortality. Indra also gave the Parijata tree. Text 55. Samaika varnana varuno hayan suklan manojavan asto nidipati koshan lokapalo nijodayan. Translation: Lord Varuna offered horses as swift as the mind, some of which were pure dark blue, others white. The treasurer of the demigods, Kuvera, gave his 8 mystic treasures, and the rulers of various planets each presented their own opulences. Srila Sridhar Swami comments as follows on this verse: The master of the treasury is Kuvera, and the 8 treasures are his nidhis. These are all described as follows: Padmaschaiva mahapadamo masya kurmau tataudako nilo mukunda shankascha nidayostau prakritita. The 8 mystic treasures are called Padma, Mahapadma, Masya, Kurma, Audaka, Neela, Mukunda, and Shankha. Om Ajnananti Prigandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatta Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek all the blessing from you all so that I could be able to speak something, the pastime of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, you can see Indra is presenting some Parijata tree. Various demigods, they come and give some of the gifts actually to the Lord. So why? They are bringing some gifts for, as a congratulation. They are congratulate the Lord that He has built the Dwarka. They come and give them some good gifts actually. Same way, even Kubera, he gives so much gift. And different type of horses, all mystic horses, you know, running more swifter than the mind, you know, tree. It's swifter than the, it is given very nicely here, that they got various types of mystic horses and all, they give that. Now, really speaking, Lord doesn't want anything. He doesn't require any gift because everything belongs to Him. And His Atmara is self-satisfied. So just to please these demigods, Lord accepts these gifts actually. And as you know, in Brahma Samhita, it is stated daily we are reciting that. Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha lakshavatesu surabira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasam brahma sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. When we go to preaching somewhere, people will say, after the death, these Krishna conscious people, you'll go to Goloka or Vaikuntha. What is there in there? So, by Brahma Samhita, we can explain that it is Chintamani Dham. And there are all Kalpavrikshas are there. Desire trees, everything you'll get it from that. And lakhs of Surabhi cows, they give ocean of milk. And not only that, thousands of Lakshmis, they are standing, they are on queue to serve Krishna. See the opulence what Lord is having there. No? So this is what we are explaining to the people. This is so many things are there. And we should have full faith on this. Prabhupada always says, whatever is given in the scriptures, that's absolutely truth. You have to believe. This is the faith. So now, so much things are there, but after having so much things, you know, one thing, Lord does not require anything for His satisfaction. He is self-satisfied, Atmara. He got one quality out of that six opulences. That is one quality is renunciation. What does the Lord want from us, really speaking? What does the Lord want from the living entity? This is clearly mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. That is two times it is mentioned. That is 9.34 and 18.65 Bhagavad Gita. It's very common. You are all knowing about it. What is that? Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaro. What is the first things? Sada mera smaran karo. Always remember me. Sada. Second, mera bhakt bano. Become my devotee. Third, mujhe namaskar karo. Offer obeisances to me. Fourth, worship me. Mera aradhana karo. And being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Now the main point is that he is not bothered about all his opulences to enjoy and all. He wants to give a real important points to the living entity, some type of renouncing. You are enjoying with all those things. Now just look into this side. This is I am giving you instruction. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaro. By this you will come to me. Because that is his main goal. Krishna wants that we should go back home, back to God, the same place. That is always Father, his Supreme Father is trying for that. And Srila Prabhupada always says, whoever took birth in Bharatvarsha, they are all devotees. But our Krishna conscious wants you to become pure devotee. This is our cult act. Like that, one who is, everyone is devotees. He's a pure devotee. So Krishna consciousness only means being delivered from the clutches of contaminated material world. To make us aware that this material world is contaminated. So when you come out of this contaminated material world, that is pure devotional service. So also one more thing, even pure devotional service is the highest achievement of human society. Pure devotional service. Now, you know, in preface of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada has given a very special note. So I wanted to read it, what Prabhupada has given. By the spell of illusion, one tries to be happy by serving his personal sense gratification in different forms, which will never make him happy. This is the law actually. By spell of illusion, one tries to be happy by serving his personal sense gratification. His personal sense gratification in different forms. There are so many various forms, which will never make him happy. The second point, very important point, Prabhupada says, instead of satisfying his own personal material senses, he has to satisfy the senses of the Lord. I repeat this. Instead of satisfying his own personal material senses, he has to satisfy the senses of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of life. The Lord wants this. And he demands it. These two points are very highly punch mark. Lord wants this and he demands this. What is that? Instead of enjoying their personal sense gratification, they have to give the satisfaction for the senses of the Lord. The third point Prabhupada says, one has to understand this central point of Bhagavad Gita. This is the central point of Bhagavad Gita. And here again Prabhupada says, our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the whole world this central point. Never try to enjoy your sense gratification. Give all happiness to Krishna. Sam Siddhir Haritoshana. And because we are not polluting the theme of Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Anyone seriously interested in deriving benefit by studying the Bhagavad Gita must take help from the Krishna conscious movement. It means that gives the complete study of Krishna consciousness. Krishna conscious movement will give the right process, a full study. And here it said, for practical understanding of Bhagavad Gita under the direct guidance of the Lord. Why Krishna consciousness movement is really teaching practical understanding of Bhagavad Gita under the direct guidance of the Lord. You are all aware of it. When Prabhupada was there in the United States, there were so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada never allowed to touch those Bhagavad Gitas because they are not that pure. Then in that sense we can understand that as it is the Bhagavad Gita which is there, then only the perfectness we can learn practically. And last point, we hope therefore that people will derive the greatest benefit by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, as become a pure devotee of Lord. See, one more thing. As it is, we have presented it here, and if even one man becomes a pure devotee of Lord, we shall consider our attempts to be a success. See how difficult to become a pure devotee. You know, one man, Prabhupada said, even one man becomes a pure devotee, our attempts are success. So, actually, even Madhvacharya explains, even if you are trying to become a pure devotee with all efforts if you are doing, and Lord Krishna will fulfill it, He will give you all the help, whatever is needed. You have to keep that sankalpa, that faith. Now, second thing, now what Krishna tells here, what are the pure devotees have to do? Now, here I am asking, one more thing I am going for. What is a pure devotee wants from the Lord? After one turns to be a pure devotee, and what he wants from the Lord? Actually, the relation between devotees and the transaction between devotees is not a material transaction at all, whatsoever it is. It's a spiritual purity. So, for that I am taking two examples. You all know about it. Very, very famous example from Chaitanya Charitamritam. One is Kolavecha Sridhar. It's very famous. We all know about his purity. He's a poverty-stricken person. Kolavecha Sridhar. Kela Bechinevala Sridhar. Lord comes every day for 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours. He was arguing for the price of the banana leaf, bananas, banana fruits and all. He says he is fighting with this same person, Kolavecha. And this Kolavecha, whatever he earns out of it, 50% he is using for Ganga Puja, worshipping Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a Nima, used to come, reduce the price. You are a very rich person. I wanted this banana leaf. Reduce it. It's too much. You are so much rich. Kolavecha used to say, no, how can I reduce this? It's the same price I am giving. If you want, you go to others. He says, why I will go to others? When I get a very sincere businessman, why I will go to others? You are the right person. I should get from you only. And you got such a wealth. One day I will declare to the whole world. The day will come. Kolavecha says, myself? I am a wealth? Yes, yes, I know it. You are hiding all your wealth. I will show that. So after 2-3 hours discussing, then he used to take some banana leaf and every day's business. And he was every day, continuously he was chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And you know, he was in the middle of the night, he's chanting. The neighbors, they used to get disturbed, no? Normally, It is a common case. If anybody is chanting, the neighbors always get disturbed. So they used to throw some foodstuffs. This person is really hungry. He is not having anything to eat. So you just have it. They take the remnants and throw it on the doorside. Eat it and keep quiet. But he was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. As you know, by Mahaprakash Leela, Lord wanted to give the boon to most of the devotees. So he asked, call Kolavecha Sridhar. Nobody was knowing who is Kolavecha. The Lord only directs them. You go there. There's an island. While going there, you'll get a sound. Night time it is. You'll get Mahamantra. Loudly you are getting, you can go to that house. That is Kolavecha's house. So people go and bring him from there. Because when Kolavecha understood, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling him. So he fainted. In the fainted condition, they lifted him and brought him there. And he made him stand in front of the Lord. Lord said, Kolavecha, I wanted to give you some boon. You do not have any good house. You do not have proper clothes. You ask any benediction, I will give you. I will give you Ashta Siddhi. Everything I will give you. Ask today, Kolavecha. Kolavecha says, I do not want anything. Anything, I do not want. No, you don't have any house even. You got a small hut which has got even rainy season, even a drop of water doesn't go out. Everything is inside. And not having, even a cloth she's having, it has got so many rough work. So many torn things and all. So he says, you don't have proper clothes, you don't have house. Kolavecha says, it is like a king who stays in a palace nicely and is changing his dresses, ornament every day. He is trying to enjoy himself. But there is a bird. That bird is nicely sitting in his nest and it has got his beautiful feather. That bird cannot change his feather, but it is very happy. Every time makes the person happy, time is the concern, it passes off, and for some time we have come here. So I do not want any material opulence, nothing I want. So when we were discussing again, what the pure devotee, here I said, wants from the Lord. Pure devotee never wants any material desires. This is the exactly example. And finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I wanted to give you something. Please ask. This is my desire. Please. So finally, what he asks, such a pure devotee, he says, life after life, then I will be a banana leaf seller. You come as a small Nimai. I wanted to have that same darshan of yours in my heart, life after life. This is the benediction they want. So now we feel, we heard about Kolavecha Sridhar so many times. But the essence is that they know once they become the pure devotee, the quality automatically comes. It is not that he is doing some pretendency or that sort of thing. Second example is, all you know about Haridas Thakur, very famous, very popular. That is, 3 lakhs names he used to chant. He was Namacharya. Before 36 years before Prabhupada, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he came before that, 36 years senior. And he was already started propagating Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And even for him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give some boon. What do you want? He never said, I got this Kazi's day, in 22 marketplace, they punished me. I want some revenge, or they should get, you know, some sort of thing. No, he never remembered anything. He said, I do not want anything. He forgives everything. He is forgiven everything, everybody. He never remembers anything. And finally he asks, I want to give you something. That time he says, I wanted to become a dog in Vaishnava's house so that I can taste the remnants. Their remnants. So, in the modern age or material world, people will think, what type of benediction this person who is a pure devotee is asking. So, it is entirely different thing altogether, spiritual thing. That's why Rupa Goswami, he gives the perfect definition for what is pure devotional service. All of you are knowing about it. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam, anukulena krishna, anushilanam bhakti ruttama. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably, without material desire, through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation, this is called pure devotional service. This is Siddhanta. A person has to come up to that level. So, actually once, at the time when, now he is Bhakti Rasamrita Swami, and that time he was Divamrit Prabhu. We had a debate competition thing. So, I got ready with all of our group for going for the debate competitions for some of the colleges. All of you must be aware of it. So, I was thinking, these engineering colleges, medical colleges, what to speak about? Why we have come, you know? I don't know, I could not understand. Because they are having some professions, some studies, medical people, they wanted to become doctors, engineers wanted to become engineers. They are studying, busy with their study, and now we are just going and wanted to impose something. What is that? I was not understanding. I asked him, please, what I have to speak? As a ISKCON representative, you have to speak. But what I should speak? Whatever the professional you have accepted, the career you are following, how can we impose our ISKCON over there? How can we impose our philosophy there? So that time, Bhakti Rasamrita Swami, he was very busy with all this thing. He said, he gave me one of these sloka. You just study this and you will speak accordingly. That is, Samai Pumusham Paradharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahitupki Apratiyata Yayatma Suprasiddhati. Then I said, it has got such a valuable thing, it can disconnect everything and it can show the main path. Yes, it's true. That is Paramdharma, main occupation of the living entities to serve Krishna, taking devotional service of Krishna. And that is Ahetuki Apratiyata. Unmotivated and uninterrupted. So that the soul will be happy. Yayatma suprasiddhati. We may be having lots of qualification, but if you don't have this qualification, Krishna consciousness, soul will never be happy. This is the food for the soul. This is the essence of all religion. It's a goal. Love of God is the goal. That is Savai Pumusham Paradharma. Then I understood, yes, yes. Otherwise, whatsoever the qualification, you will never be happy. It is not the constitutional position at all. That's why, wherever Srila Prabhupada used to go, you have to awaken them. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karevuda. You have to awaken the people. You have to awaken them, how? By chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Actually, you know, when the devotees become they get certain, always they think, who is the great devotee? Who is the pure devotee? So that's Srimad Bhagavatam, it is like that. See, highest perfection of love of God, who is having this? Narad Muni is just thinking one day. Must be Indra must be having the highest love of God. So he goes to Indra, he is giving obeisances. Indra, I am very grateful to see you, you are the pure devotee. You got a highest love of God. So Indra says, no, I am not having any love of God. Actually, Brahma is better than me. You please go to Brahma. So he comes to Brahma. Brahma says, his own father, oh father, you are having the highest love of God. Congratulations. He says, no. Shiva is better than me. You go to Shiva. I am not that. So he comes to Shiva. Shiva tells, no. I am not that great lover of God. Prahlad Maharaj is very great lover of God. Then he comes to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj says, yes, some part I am that, so called, but this better than me is Hanuman. Because he is having association with Ram all the time. So he comes to Hanuman. Hanuman says, my devotional loving service is not that up to that mark, because Ram left me also. So I am not that up to that mark. You go to Pandavas. So they come to Pandavas. He comes to Pandavas. Because Pandavas, Krishna used to stay with Pandavas. Pandava says, no, our love is not of that great. Yadus are much better. He goes to Yadus. There he could meet Uddhava. Uddhava says, no, my love is not that superior. Ultimately, Krishna sent me to Vrindavan to see Gopi's love. Finally, he understands Gopi's love most deepest and highest. Expression of pure love, gopis. They are all uneducated girls, they don't know anything. But one thing they know, that greatness, everything is the property of Krishna. Prabhupada says, one who knows these factors, in Bhagavad Gita it is given, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwara. He is the proprietor. He's the controller, he's the enjoyer. And everything belongs to this is the property of Krishna. This is the greatness, this is Mahajan, this is Mahatma knows about it. If a person doesn't know about this, because Sarvaloka Maheshwar is Krishna, if people doesn't know about this, he is not Mahatma, he is Duratma. Prabhupada is saying that. With humility, detachment, people love in devotion person, that is the greatness. Everything belongs to Krishna. That's why Krishna always says to even in whoever gets bewildered, Krishna says, you just satisfy me. Even he tells to Arjuna, just fight, just to please me. So the Laulya, it is said, Rupa Goswami, always, how can I see Krishna? How can I remember Krishna? How can I love Krishna? This is the Laulya. This is Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Eki Kurunanda. Any position, any time, we cannot forget anything. Because I'll give a small story. One person goes to meet one of the king to see his palace. So king gives one of the lamp, you know. It was a darkness. So he said, you can go through all the places. The awareness is that the lamp should be, you have to protect the lamp. It should not blow off. You should protect the lamp. So this person goes all the places with the lamp, taking care. He looks, you know, some sort of thing here and there, here. Then he comes back with the lamp. Successful. He brought it back. He said, how could you see all the palace properly? He said, no. Because all the time I was concentrating on this lamp. So I could not see properly that thing. So same way, here, whenever, whatever the things we are doing it, this lamp of Krishna consciousness, he is controlling, he is the proprietor, he is the enjoyer, he is the protector. This this we cannot forget at any time, that pure devotee will always keep that, like lamp, this conscious with him. That is Krishna consciousness. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, Srimad Bhagavatam is a transcendental message actually. By this transcendental message, regularly when we are doing Shravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting, all anarthas will be cleansed. Heart cleansing process. And we develop the taste for hearing. Most of the time, there is no taste for it. Because we have the contaminated, subtle form, so many dirts actually. The sound vibration is going to clear up all the unnecessary things, anarthas. So, all the pastimes of Lord is not different from Lord. So, Prabhupada says, see, once we keep the iron rod in the fire, automatically that iron becomes fire. Same way, the association is most important. Association of sadhu. And actually, the pure devotee has got not got any chance to fall down. It is very clearly said. Because Supreme Personality of Godhead takes care of this pure devotee. That is the safest position. Lord is taking care of that. That's why, therefore, Prabhupada says, intelligent person should take directly the process of Krishna consciousness and happily live in this material world. He'll be eventually receive the supreme award of Krishna. Now, there are a few examples. Prabhupada in December 1, 1975, it was in Kurukshetra. There was one ex-Home Minister of India. He invited Prabhupada there. And invited, and he said in that Kurukshetra, he developed some of the Brahma Sarovars thing, nicely developed it, and some Goshala, and establishes one of his statue, his own statue. Then he told Prabhupada, he spent more than 1.5 crores for this, his own statue in Brahma Sarovar. He named that project as Manava Dharma. And Srila Prabhupada, as you know, Prabhupada said, you have become very old. Now don't get entangled for this. It's very high time. You should take sannyas. That man with some little time, he waited and he went away. He didn't like it. Then Prabhupada, after that, he was telling to the devotees. Prabhupada looked at the devotee, he said, he spent 1.5 crores and installed his own statue, and these crows, they are going to pass tool on that. But he was not having a courtesy, not having an intelligence to install a single deity of Lord Krishna. That was Kurukshetra. That Prabhupada said, it is not Manava Dharma, it is Pashu Dharma. It was December 2nd, 1975, Vrindavan. Prabhupada was giving Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very humble, very sincerely he was saying, you know, I had only 40 rupees. Because of the mercy of my spiritual master, I could go abroad. And, you know, today, the mercy of Krishna is so much. I got 40 crores. So much worth I have. Now we are all really enjoying. Everything is settled. All facility is there. We are feeding more than 10,000 people. About 25 lakhs of rupees we are spending here. If we take the shelter of Krishna, no scarcity. But immediately, devotee said, Hari Bol, Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, just wait. Prabhupada warns. He was warning, take care. Death can come at any time. Don't get attached to this facility. Please attach
for chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'll give the last concluding example of Prabhupada. Prabhupada's personal secretary, he lost some of his business, lots of money he lost. And some money, part of the money was, it was the money of ISKCON even, some money is lost. So, he was, wanted to do some business so that he can repay that back. And that business was jewelry business. So that he wanted to give that money back. So people said he wanted to get some millions of dollars back to us because he's in that business. And Prabhupada said, he is in that business? He was neglecting devotional service and sadhana? Prabhupada said, give me his address. I wanted to write for him. This is not right. Making that millions of dollars, I am worried he may have lost from the moment. I want one soul to be saved. That is more than millions of dollars. This is the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. Saving a soul is more than the millions of dollars. On this compassion, Prabhupada could work so hard and gave us all Krishna conscious, pure love of God. This is what we got it. We are very fortunate to have this moment, this cult, absolutely pure. And if we think just, Lord, I am surrendered to you, you please accept me. Even if you desire that much, our life will be perfect. Krishna is so merciful, and these acharyas more merciful. These pure devotees are more merciful. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, which this Prabhupada has given, all the literatures he has given, this all has got eternal value, transcendental value. That will make us happy. That can save our soul. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. I think 1 minute is there, I feel. Any question, if you got? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.